Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully your Monday went by fast and it wasn't one of those bleh Mondays. Welcome back to Really Riley. I am your host in your ear holes for this particular podcast, and I'm the girl that always likes to keep it very real, very raw, very honest. Hopefully I make you laugh and maybe cry or all things in between, or go, what the did that girl just say? This podcast might be one of the latter. If you guys are people that say that girls don't poop, I would never ask you to turn this podcast off or keep scrolling if you're watching this podcast on Instagram or YouTube, but I'm gonna tell you to keep moving if you think that girls don't poop, because they do. I poop, or at least I try to, because sometimes I can't. And that's what this is about today. Riley's Fave 5 products that make you poo. I always promise you I'm going to be real on this one. I mean, it's not even that much of a taboo thing. We talk about everything. Girls poop. And I'm sure, you know what? Guys get a little constipated too every once and again. And I don't love to take a lot of over-the-counter medication that's, you know, even though it's over-the-counter, it's kind of not good for you. I like to be as holistic as humanly possible with my approach to health and wellness. So all of these are basically organic products that you can take. And it's crazy because we're so quick to take stuff that, you know, the pharmacy might recommend or our doctors that is not organic at all. And it's got a bunch of shit in the ingredients that you can't even pronounce, but you're going to put it in your body. I've done it. I still do it. But, you know, we do the best we can. So first up on the list, castor oil in the belly button. Now, my husband has an aversion to belly buttons and just like, ugh. Like if I come near him to touch his belly button, it's like he goes into convulsions. And at first I was like, in the belly button? Like what? But I was desperately needing to go number two. And I was like, all right, let me give this a shot. And oh my God, the stuff, you know, I won't get graphic, but it was definitely like that needed to come out of there. Like I didn't want that inside of me. And I felt like I was 3 pounds lighter. So there's a couple of stipulations when it comes to the castor oil. You can't just like go get any kind of castor oil or you might have problems. So it's castor oil that has to be 100% pure, therapeutic grade, cold press and hexane free, and brownie points if you get it in a glass bottle because it keeps it better. I have one in my Amazon list for $7.99. I will send you it if you DM me or message me at Riley Couture on Instagram. But it's also got a couple other added benefits too. So it's really good for your skin. I'll put this on my face sometimes. It's also really good for your nails, your hair. You can grow out your eyelashes and your eyebrows. I do put some on my eyebrows every once again, even though I have them lovely microbladed. It doesn't hurt to help grow that hair back that's been gone for years. But it's essentially... it's essential in fatty acids. It's got vitamin E, which is really good for beauty. Let's see what else. Omega-9 fatty acids. It's apparently very good to help rebuild cuticles. I mean, I just use it for my skin and if I have to go poo. But it's like $7.99 for a good one. I think it's on sale right now, the one that I like. Next up on the list is magnesium powder. I've told you guys this a million times over because it helps with sleep. It helps with muscle recovery, relaxation. So this is magnesium citrate. There's a bunch of different kinds, but this is the one that I really like. But if you don't want to do just regular magnesium powder because it's just, you know, there's no taste to it. If you feel like you have to do something like this, because some people have this like adversity to like, oh God, it's organic. It's going to be weird. Ugh, I don't want to take it. But this one is actually, it's Garden of Life whole food magnesium powder in raspberry lemon. It's sugar free. It's got probiotics in it for calm and regularity, as they say. Vegan, it's non-GMO, NSF, gluten-free certified, Star-K kosher. So it restores optimal magnesium levels while providing a better night's sleep. It's 350 milligrams of magnesium, whole food magnesium. It's made using organic brown rice protein, magnesium chelate. So it contains live probiotics, 250 million of them apparently, but they said it's a fizzy drink before bedtime. It's really well tolerated. I can't sing the praises enough about the magnesiumness and all of its glory. Another one on the list is, I had never heard of this one until recently. It's traditional medicines tea, organic smooth move peppermint. It's got senna in it, S-E-N-N-A. So this particular product comes with 16 bags of tea and it relieves occasional constipation. This stuff will make you smooth move, all right. Like, it definitely, like you don't want to go anywhere for a little bit. It generally relieves constipation within 6 to 12 hours. Again, non-GMO verified. All ingredients are certified organic, kosher, caffeine-free, which is cool. Really high herbs, ethical trading partnerships, which is nice. Apparently, it tastes fresh and earthy with notes of sweet peppermint and contains 16 tea bags. I sometimes will take peppermint or eat a peppermint if I have a tummy ache anyway. So I also heard, too, like if you are backed up, you can take peppermint oil pills. That'll clean you right out of there, too. So that's an honorable mention for the peppermint oil pills. Next on this list, I have been talking about this product for at least a year and a half because I am obsessed with their bladder whack pills that are just, this is the one I've been telling you guys about that I use kind of in tandem with my ADHD medication because it's so good for energy. I could go on and on about that one, but I've done that in a couple other podcasts. This one is their Happy Colon gut supplement. It's a pill. So it's Alkaline Herb Shop. Use code Riley10 if you want to get a little discount. I hope that code still works. But it's a little bit pricier. But here's the thing that I will say about this company, and nobody's paying me to say this, that their products seem to work, at least for me, in my opinion, quicker than a lot of the other herbal supplements I've ever taken, especially with that bladder whack. Because a lot of times you'll take something herbal. Now, I'm not speaking specifically with, you know, stuff that makes you go poo, but things that you just have to take and you have to build up in your system. It takes like 6 weeks and me and my ADHD get impatient. Mine with any of these medications, or not medications, but any of these like herbal medicines, like 2 weeks I felt it. But this though, the Happy Colon, you're going to feel that in a day, if not a couple hours. And that will make you clean as a whistle. Like there was nothing left in me after this. And that's what I needed because I hadn't gone poo in like 3 days. And that's not good for you. You don't want to be full of shit. Literally and figuratively. But they say on their website, it promotes digestion, alleviates bloating, promotes clear, healthy skin, supports a healthy immune system. And there's 90 capsules in each baggie and it's made from wildcrafted organic herbs. So it's $36.99, but it's 100% worth it. I've personally spoken to the owner of this company and she really just believes in everything that she puts out. She's got a lot of heart to what she puts into her business, and she decided to turn it into a business because she created these herbs for herself. And she's like, I was just a completely different person. You know, again, nobody's paying me to say this, but I just really, really like this company. And last but not least on this list, the Ergonomic bathroom toilet stool for healthier bowel movements. The description cracks me up. Easy to use poop stool, improves digestion, reduces constipation, and it's comfortable and it's suitable for adults and kids. So it's kind of like the squatty potty, but a lot cheaper. It's $16.99 and it's aesthetically pleasing because this one is like gray and wood. Because I mean, I have enough little plastic stools all over my house for my kids. I don't need another one in my like pretty primary bathroom, as they call it now. But the description just cracks me up. Invest in a toilet stool crafted for longevity. Our eco-friendly bamboo panel and heavy-duty iron base can bear the weight of both adults and children, providing you with a reliable and suitable bathroom solution, and it won't let you down. Well, I would hope not, because if you got to go, you really got to go. But they also said safety first. It's non-slip surface, ensures you and your loved ones will be safe while achieving the perfect squat. No worries about slips or falls, just confidence and stability every time you use it. Well, if that is not an advertisement, I don't know what is. I need to hire their advertising person because that was perfectly written. But yeah, for $16.99, I've been wanting to get one of these for forever because really, really, really raw, full disclosure, when I gave birth to my second son, Malin, I absolutely knew how to brace my core because of all of my experience with lifting and working out. So I knew what I was doing. You know, a lot of times they have to coax you through this. It was my second child. I was like, I got this. Problem was, I had that epidural and I braced just a little bit too hard. And afterwards, some things didn't work that well. So it's now a point that I can hold over my son's head for the rest of his life. Anytime he wants to backtalk me or be a stink, I can be like, kid, I lost my in order to bring you into this world and it doesn't work properly anymore. So you will listen to every damn thing I have to say. True story. But like I said, because of that, it's not exactly very conducive for me to sit down on the toilet and have to push and grunt and do all that. So every once and again, I will use one of these five products to help me out. So put that in your back pocket, save this podcast, subscribe to it, send it to a friend that can't go poop, and you'll be good to go. If you guys want these lists, I will definitely put them up on the website at reallyrileypodcast.com. But switching from that whole poop situation and moment, I wanted to like leave you guys with a little thought today, because I've been talking to so many of my friends that are going through a lot right now, really hard times. And a lot of them are moms and or parents. And it's like when you're a parent going through something, you really feel like you're at a dead end because you don't want to put that energy out on your kids. And you want to just keep it moving and you want to keep them in a safe and happy space and not let them feel or know anything is going wrong. And sometimes, you know, if it has to do with job situations, because this is, you know, what I'm speaking about with some of these people that have been confiding in me lately, the want and the need to make things work quickly or just take whatever you can get for your children a lot of times puts you in a desperate space. And I don't like desperate. You know, like I've been desperate several times in my life, you know, desperate with men. And I was desperate, girls are never cute. And desperate in job situations where it was like, I would just eat caca. We're back on the poop conversation. Just to get what I could for my children. And I would release any hold I had on my dignity. What was that? I need to feed my children. I need to keep my mortgage. I need to, you know, not stress my husband out, even though he's been a gem at being there for me. And it put me in such a desperate space that I forgot my worth and gave up so much more than I had to. And I understand the reasons why people do this. I just wish that there was a way to show a crystal ball in front of those that are going through rough times and say like, look, this is not forever. I promise you, somehow, some way, it's all going to be okay. It's going to be better than okay. You may not know when, you may not know the avenue in which it is, but it is. Because we as people are meant to be happy. Like I said, failure is not really failure. It is the universe taking away from you what is not meant for you and making space for what is. And sometimes that cleaning job feels like somebody just did a search warrant through your house and ruffled everything up and messed up all of your pretty knickknacks. And you're like, whoa, what just happened here? But sometimes I always say this, the universe knows you better than you do. And when you won't take the gentle nudges there, because you've been unhappy or you've been, you know, voicing your concerns about things, or you've been crying at night, or you've been stressed out about things, it's the universe like giving you these signs and you're not listening. So then it will come in and swoop, take it from you. And then you're forced to step into the shoes that you should have been in anyway. I know that was a complete, you know, 180 from, you know, five things that make you go poop, but it's been on my brain. And if there was any good things, there's many good things that came out from me losing my dream job a year and a half ago. But the one of the biggest ones is now semi coming out of the underside of it. I mean, because we still got a lot to go because I'm not done yet. But being in a space of, you know, more positive thinking and hopefulness and accomplishment, Yes, I will give myself that pat on the back. Coming from that space now, I can just be like, look, please learn from my mistakes or learn from my broken roads, or at least try to give yourself a little bit of a break if you can say, you know, hey, shit, Riley did it. I can do it too. So from me to you, we got this, my loves. But on that note of manifesting and positive thinking and speaking things into existence and what you think about, you bring about, my vision board event is coming up swiftly. It is May 5th at Bullhouse Winery. So excited, because you guys, if you check out my Instagram at Riley Couture and at House of W by Riley, and also Really Riley Podcast, you can see the goodies that I made for the goodie bag. So when you come out to the vision board event, you're not just going to get some like little, you know, craft like fifth grade vision board cardboard thing. I do really big cork boards, nicely framed. I give you guys the aesthetically pleasing push pins. I always have really cute like little findings to put on there. I'm actually making some of them this year with some of my favorite sayings. I give you guys a manifestation journal to take home, a crystal to take home with you. And I am doing glass Libby cups this year, custom ones that are going to go in there. And also, I'm going to do like little self-care packs for the giveaways this year. And every single ticket entry gets you an entry into the raffle, of course, made by me, by House of W. And I've teamed up with Beauty Boost Baltimore, so their members get to come out, so we get to meet some new people. And Beauty Boost Baltimore members, and We Got This Army members, got a very deep discount. So if you have not signed up to be part of the We Got This Army, I don't know what you're doing. You can check that out at reallyrileypodcast.com. Just scroll down. It says become part of the We Got This Army. It supports the podcast, keeps the lights on, and it's $7 a month. Or you can do it yearly and save a little dough. If you want the link to get your tickets on Eventbrite, you can DM me at Riley Couture or email me at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. And side note, if you guys have an Ask Riley, please email me at that same email or DM me at those same socials. Anything you want to know, please feel free to ask. And also, I'm very excited about this because it's wedding season and I'm going to have one of my favorite people. I don't want to call her a vendor because that's ridiculous. She's a family friend. She was my wedding planner for my wedding, and it was just such a debacle towards the end. If you guys heard me on Terrestrial Radio, you guys heard about all the pitfalls. And I want to chat with her about a few things like upcoming wedding trends. Does she think that they are going to be sustainable? Like they're going to stick around? Things that she thinks are worth it with weddings and are not, things you should absolutely 100% do, like have a wedding planner, and things you shouldn't. I want her to talk a little bit more about the importance of having a wedding planner the day of and all the things. So that's going to go down this week on Really Riley. And side note, if you guys have suggestions for anything, guests, topics, whatever it is, please feel free. And as always, please like, follow, share the podcast with anybody that'll listen. Leave a review because that always helps me and it helps the podcast grow. So I love you guys longest. I hope you have a great day and I will chat with you tomorrow for Ask Riley Day. Thanks for listening. Love you. Love you. Love you. It's Really Riley.